Yes. All right. This is Cassandra. This is Grow by Cassandra. Thank you so much for clicking the button and listening. This is a special edition. You know, September is my birthday month, and I want to party all month long. So I decided this was going to be the friends and family edition, and I invited my homegirl, my friend, my family, Antoya Fortune. So she is connected. I'm going to have Antoya introduce herself a little bit, and then we're going to jump into a conversation about entrepreneurship, about building legacy, transforming the minds of your loved ones, and going ahead of the pack. I know that sounds jam-packed with a lot of goodness, but first, without further ado, I want Antoya to introduce yourself, sis.
Absolutely. Liz, thank you for having me, number one. Like, thank you for having me. You could have picked anybody. And I appreciate you picking on Toya Chanel. You know, I love, love, love telling my story. So I'm happy that you was like, tap, tap on my shoulder. So for those that don't know me, my name is Antoya Fortune. I'm officially known as your neighborhood beauty boss. My main business, my main hustle, my main love is my Mary Kay business. I'm a skincare educator. I teach you about how to apply makeup. We're going to get into the goodness of it, but that's like the bulk of who I am. I'm a KC native, born and raised Kansas City, Kansas. I currently reside in Texas. I guess Texas is my new home because I've been here almost 10 years, which is wild. It's wild to think about, but it has definitely been a blessing. That's a part of the journey too. So I'll leave that part of the juicy pieces for later on when we get into this podcast. So I'm excited. So thank you again, Cassandra. I truly appreciate it.
Yes, I am. I am blessed that you said yes. I knew you would, but I still had to ask. So the cool thing about Anchor is actually we're recording in two different places. So Antoya's in Texas and I'm in Missouri, but our paths actually crossed in Kansas City, Missouri. So Antoya loves to tell the story. I mean, I have a different version about how we met. Like, I was a Mary Kay consultant. She was a Mary Kay consultant. I'm like, she's tall, she's gorgeous, she has just such a sweet spirit. I'm like, I love this girl, and it was instantly a connection. That's my truth.
That is the truth. And all the time I tell people, listen, there's my truth, your truth, and the truth. So y'all could decide which version y'all like.
So Antoya, what's your version of the truth about how we met?
Okay, so that part of Cassandra's story is true. It's just that she's missing a little back portion of the story. Absolutely, we connected and vibe through Mary Kay. Absolute blessing, has been a blessing for almost 10 years. So thank God for Mary Kay. But we initially did not meet officially through email. We are both members of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And at the time when I first started approaching Cassandra, I was our membership coordinator. And she was on my list of sorors to reach out to say, hey, you're in the area. We have a new graduate chapter. Come join us. And Cassandra said, nah, sis. Cassandra said, I'm not replying to the email. She said, I don't know what y'all talking about. I'm trying to chill. Which, listen, at the end of the day, very much your choice. Very much, you know, a personal prerogative about what you choose to do after you graduate undergraduate. But the irony of it is we got connected through another sorority sister. So that's how we both started our business, was through another sorority sister. And I happened to just send her an email for something else relating to our Mary Kay businesses and realized her email was locked into my email. And I was like, how do I have her email? And then I searched my inbox. It was like, oh, she's the sorority that never replied to my email. And I was a little hurt. A little bit, because if you meet me, you know I'm very much like a very big present. It's like, no, you're gonna love me. And if you don't, then you're missing out. So at the time, I was like, well, she missed out on something great. But then, thank goodness, you know, I always say that God connects you when you need to be connected. You know, there's no missed opportunity, no coincidence. And so he connects us through our Mary Kay business. And then that's where we start at, where she sees me. I'm the beautiful woman that walks in the room and she's like, oh, she's a sweet spirit. So that part of it is still true. It's that we were just missing a little bit of piece of it. And I had to bring it to her attention like, sis, did you know it was me sending you the emails? And quite honestly, I mean, as you transition, if anybody that has graduated from college and trying to transition into quote unquote adulthood, I understand. It's not an easy transition. So she had a lot going on. So I gave her a pass, but I still wanted to make sure she knew, like, I was the one that she was ignoring. It was me personally. It wasn't just some phantom person. It was me. But it's all good. It's all love now. So it's all good. But that's our story, y'all. That's our story.
That's our story. And I think the lesson is, if at first you don't succeed, try again. You know, God brought it back around. We were supposed to be connected.
Absolutely.
And what's crazy about our friendship is that we have been friends. I don't even know what year was that? The year of our good Lord, 2011, 2012?
2011. Yeah, 2011. Yeah.
Yeah. So over 10 years, and our friendship has been tested and tried. We've had personal things. We've had things happen, right, in life. Like I have had things happen in my life. Antoya has had things happen in her life. Things have happened with our families. We have been friends across state boundaries. We have been friends across different continents and in different countries. Yeah. We had differences of opinions. We have had heated fellowship, is what I have heard people say. We have prayed. We have cried. We've leaned on each other. We've done book clubs. We are the type of friends that our friendship extends beyond different platforms. So I can be texting Antoya, also sending her a message and in her Facebook Messenger, like at the same time. And so I love that our friendship is one that I know that will last forever, because you do have some friends that move in and out of your life, or some relationships, but there are some solid people that, you know, like, no matter what, we're going to come back to the place of connection. And I appreciate you.
Yes, absolutely. It's all love. All love.
One thing we have in common is our entrepreneurial spirits. Antoya wears many hats. And you wear many head wraps.
Right. Let's be very clear.
Super clear. If you don't know, tell them how to find you on social media so that they could just check out what I'm talking about.
I'm most active, I would say, on my Instagram. So you can find me at Antoya Chanel. That's AntoyaChanel. Antoya Chanel. You can find me across all platforms that way. Or if you just look up the hashtag Neighborhood Beauty Boss, I'm there. Boss, I will make significance. It is spelled BAWSE, not BOSS. So Neighborhood Beauty Boss, you can find me that way. I'm around, y'all. I'm circulating around. But yeah, definitely come check out my unicorn horn, as I call it. Yeah. Come check it out.
There she has the earrings, face is always together, and she just has a spirit and a personality to match. I said, you know, we kind of connected and we've been thriving in entrepreneurship, but also in faith, and a lot of similarities between our family. So what I love is that we are both building legacy. We're both transforming the minds of our families, of our loved ones. And I mean, it's intentionally, but it's really through nature of just using and applying our gifts and our talents. A lot of times I will hit Antoya up and I'm like, girl, remind me that I need to sit down somewhere. Like, remind me that I need to do less. But I think I've almost mastered the art of doing the most. When to do the most, when to take a little trip, a little retreat, have some self-care. But the way that we're very similar is that we're beasts in our industry. So she is a beast. And Antoya, I know that you've had one of your, if not your best year ever in business. So I want you to tell the people who are listening what this year looked like for you in business. And we're going to give you your flowers right here on the podcast.
Well, I appreciate that. Yes, it was my best year yet. Absolutely. And all praise to God for that. As I mentioned before, I'm an American Independent Beauty Consultant. So I jokingly tell people, basically in life, I play in makeup. That is the short answer of what I do, because people are like, first of all, if you follow me on Instagram, you're going to see like, oh, like she is magic all day, every day. How does she end up doing Mary Kay? Like, what does that even look like? How are you finding success? And quite honestly, that is something that fuels my energy for my business, because I do want to be a face for Mary Kay. And I want people to see girls that look like me, and women that look like everybody across the nation, that are doing and having success in this business. So as far as my best year yet, I will tell you this. Nothing comes easy. And I will say, if it comes easy, it's probably not something you're supposed to be doing. because it was probably one of my roughest years in my business. And it had to do a lot with navigating us coming out of this pandemic, if we even really out of it, whatever that looks like. Right. It had to do with, I had a lot of things going on with my family, with just illnesses and death and just basically just life coming at me from all angles. Me trying to navigate, like, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? Like, is this my reality, Lord? Because if y'all, for people that don't know me, I went to school for a very, very long time and I got school debt to prove it. Thank you, Joseph, for that little bit of, you know, a little bit piece of something that you're going to put on my student. That's me right there. But I had a lot going on. Like, I have my master's in social work. So in my mind, I was like, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? Is this the route you really have for me, Lord? Because that's the way I talk to him. We be having conversations. We chop it up like that. And every time I would just get turned back to, this is what you're supposed to be doing. And really my mission, my goal and my vision for my life is to empower and uplift others. And I did that as a social worker. And now I'm transitioning those same skills as a Mary Kay beauty consultant. Yeah. So once I realized that for myself, and I got it in my head that that's my mission, then I went straight beast mode. It was like, okay, well, how can I make this work? How can I truly make an impact and an income at the same time? Mm-hmm. Because I'm a God's girl. I'm a King's kid. Y'all gonna hear me say it. So it was like, I can't just be out here making money just to be making money. That sound good on the flesh side, but my heart wasn't in it for that.
Yep.
So I had to really navigate, like, okay, you got your vision. You know what your personal mission is. You know what that is. Your business aligns with that, which that's important for me, that whatever I'm doing, it aligns with my personal principles. That's major for me. So since that was all in place, it was like, okay, the only thing really hindering me is the things between my two ears, and that's my own brain. Mm-hmm. That's trying to convince me that that ain't what I'm supposed to be doing. And that wasn't the case. So then it was like, okay, then I need to tell everybody I know that this is what I'm doing. And this is where I'm going. Whether you support it or not, you can't say you didn't know. That's my biggest thing. Like, open y'all's mouth. Like, whatever your vision is, whatever your goal is, make sure people know. In the same breath, though, be conscious that it's going to be somebody that's going to be plotting against it. Be prepared for that as well. Which, again, that's probably going to be a whole nother podcast, y'all. But when you're in your purpose, nothing can stop that. Absolutely nothing. It may not always seem great on every day. It may, and trust me, it was some days that I was just like, Lord, can I make a dollar today? Like, can you show that I'm supposed to really be doing this? And then, like, later on, I would make $300 and then $500. And then it was like $1,000. I was like, oh, okay. All right. I guess I'm doing the right thing. So it was really just a year of transition, a year of transformation, and really just honing in on what I love to do. And that really is to empower people. So it's through a skincare product, but really for me, and I'm gonna say as a female, when I look good, I feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So I am really about transforming you from the inside out and the outside in. That's what it's about for me. And I was able to do that by having my best year yet, serving my customers, giving them stellar service, telling other people about it. Hey, if you want a business with Mary Kay, let's talk about it. Let's be available. I'm available to you. I'm a resource. And that's what it was. So that's what my, I guess that was 2021-22 seminar year. That's what it was. And it was a blessing. It truly was a blessing to just walk in that and to see it manifest. And no, I mean, I did all that. I got to walk our huge seminar stage, which was a absolute blessing. Absolute blessing, because we haven't had our seminar because of the pandemic, and over this would have been our third year of not having it. So walking the seminar stage, navigating and being there with my sisters from across the nation, like, absolutely amazing. And you know, and I ended as number two in my personal unit, which that's over 250 consultants. Like, it was just an amazing year. Like, and all, God is good. I'm just gonna keep doing what I do, which is giving him all the praise and walking in my vision. That's just what I do.
That's it. That's all, point blank. Yes. And anybody, look, Antoya has set the standard for me for customer service. Like, if you're not on Antoya Chanel's level, I'm probably not going to shop with you again. Like, that's across all industries. Seriously. This woman, and she puts up with me because when I decided, you know what, I'm going to run in another lane and was no longer an independent beauty consultant with Mary Kay, there was only one option. Like, I got to keep getting the product. The product is amazing. And so Antoya's got to be my consultant. And so Antoya puts up with me. She will let me text her my order, change it 10 times, tell her to ship it to my mom's house because I'm she puts up with me. And the beautiful thing is I know that she, like, my skin and my face is in good hands. But beyond that, her goal really is to make you feel important, make you feel beautiful, and just like she said, to inspire you from the inside out and the outside in. And so it's no surprise that you had your best year, because when you make a decision, I don't know about everybody else, but when Antoya Chanel makes a decision, oh, it's done. It's settled. Like, you might as well, you're wasting your breath at this point. And if you say she can't, then she's just going to go even harder.
Even harder. I'm definitely on the train. Oh, I can't? Okay, well, let me show you.
Yeah.
Let me show you. And here's the thing. I will say, as an entrepreneur, that has not always been my mindset. Again, I've been in business almost 10 years. That has not always been the way I approach things. When people would be like, oh, you can't. I used to be like, oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, in my mind, because it was somebody else probably I respected, mm-hmm. or that was older, or somebody else that may have had a business. It's like, oh, well, they said I can't do it. So I guess I'll sit this one out. Oh, no, ma'am. Not now. Not now. It's like, what? You think I can't do it? Oh, okay. Just hold on one moment. Let me gather my things. Let me get it together. So yeah. And that's a blessing. And that's a learned lesson. I tell people all the time, that's a muscle. That's something that I have to train. And it's many a days that I have to retrain it. And, you know, it's just like going exercise. And all of a sudden you get your muscles right and you all toning right. And then you go out and you eat a buffet and it's like, okay, well, I just defeated the whole purpose. It's something you have to continue to train and continue to mold. It's not something that happens overnight. It's not something that you like, oh my God, I just decided that's what it's going to be. It is a continual process. And you got to be willing to be a part of the process to enjoy the results.
Absolutely. But also, I feel like you just personally attacked me because I ain't been in the gym in a week. I'm like, wait, is she talking about me? How does she know? No, your mind is a muscle. You got to train it. You really do. And with so much that happens in the day to day, so many influences, so much that can adjust or just, you know, get through to our minds, we have to make sure we focus on what's important. So let's transition to talk about that for a little bit. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when you start your business, you decide, and you're like, you know, my friends and family are going to support my decision. But mm-hmm. I want to know, we're actually going to go backwards, right? So today, mm-hmm. What does family support look like today? And then I want you to back it up and tell us about the journey to get here.
Today, okay, again, now I celebrate 10 years in February of 2023 for reference point. today it looks like a handful of my family supporting. And I literally mean a handful. And I'm not saying that to shame my family. Let's be very clear. I love my family and I know they love me. And I will say, and I told Cassandra this story earlier. She was like, you gotta tell it. My father just started our skincare literally 1 week ago. I wanna go back to my reference point that I will be celebrating 10 years in this business in February. He just started a week ago. My own father, yes, my blood father. I talk to him on a weekly basis, if not daily. My own father. So with that being said, if I was to take that personal, my business would not be thriving as it was today.
Mm-hmm. Period.
I'm like, backtrack it 10 years. First of all, when I started my business, my parents fully support me. I would not say there's anything in my life that I have done that my parents have been like, that was the worst decision you ever made. My parents very much will tell me if they agree with something, but they also will allow me to make the decision and to navigate it on my own if I'm not causing harm to myself or others, let's be clear. So with that, it's like, they supported it. Okay, you just went to school, you got your master's, you working, but you want to start a business. Okay. All right, whatever. So they were supportive in that aspect of, we'll tell a friend. Now, my mom held her first party. She was my first party. I paid over $600 that day. It was an amazing party. Amazing. But after that, it was like, friends and family were like, well, we don't wear Mary Kay. We ain't trying to do that. You want us to hold a party? Like, I got to clean the house? You want me to cook? And I was like, that is not what I said at all. But that's been the journey. And I still have, I had family that was here for a birthday party. I still had them. They were like, you really still doing that? And I'm like, yes. And I enjoy it, you know? So it's always going to be a journey, regardless if you selling toothpaste, gum, makeup, school supplies, it doesn't matter. It's going to be somebody that you thought would be your number one cheerleader that is going to be nowhere to be found. And you have to be okay with that. And I'm not saying that they should be allowed to mistreat you or talk bad about whatever you're doing. I'm not saying receive that. Don't, that's not okay. But just understand that your family and friends are not going to be the core of the people that are going to support your business.
Yeah.
And when you're in business, yeah, go ahead.
When you're in business, you're meant to expand. So if you stayed only in your immediate inner circle, your business is not growing and thriving. For you to expand, there has to be some no's in your circle so that you can go out and find some yeses.
Absolutely. That is absolute truth. Yeah.
What I love about it too, yeah, is that support looks different. So what we think is support, mm-hmm, may be a purchase. It may be spreading the word. It may be that person hosting something for us, sharing a flyer. It also may be somebody keeping their mouth off you.
That part.
Support could be, I don't understand it. I don't really agree. And I'm not going to discourage you. You know absolutely what I mean? My silence is my support. And I'm not saying that's for everybody, but everyone's not going to see what you see, because if you are creative, if you're an entrepreneur, and if you see and hear from God, you see and hear in faith and future. You mm-hmm see things that are not as though they were. So not everybody's going to see until things start to show up, until things mm-hmm start to, what we like to call, manifest. And it's like, oh yeah, when I earned my car, oh yeah, when Antonio mm-hmm was number two, oh yeah, I knew you were, yes, you knew it, yeah, because I had to continue, be consistent, make a decision, and now you can see what I'm doing.
Absolutely. And with that being said, understand that the vision was given to you mm-hmm and not to everybody else. So it may look absolutely crazy to everybody else, but if God gave it to you, that was for you. That what he gave to me is for Antoya Chanel. It may make sense. Like Cassandra may support me as my friend and say, you know what? I support you, Antoya. I love you through it. But it, like, in her mind, she like, that don't sound logical, you know? So like, but that's okay, because God didn't give it to her. He gave it to me. So it's in my court for me to walk it out in my purpose. Cause that's what it's about. It's about me doing what I'm supposed to do in my journey of life. Yeah. And everybody has a different prerogative. Just like with me. Okay. I tell you all the time, there's literally 1,002. Now I want you to understand, I am in Texas. I am in the Mecca of Mary Kay. Mary Kay's headquarters is right here in the city I live in. So understand, there are literally thousands of us right here in the Metroplex, let alone the millions of us that are across that. So for people to seek me out, for people to look for my services, mm-hmm, means they're tied to what I'm doing.
Yep.
And that's why I have to say thank God, because it's like, you could have found anybody, and I mean absolutely anybody, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that you wanted to provide your Mary Kay service. But for whatever reason, you were drawn to me, or we met out and about, quote unquote, coincidentally. You know, like, there are things out there in the world that are meant to be attached to you. But like Cass said, be very careful of the people that are not supposed to put their mouth on you, and dispel those things in the same time.
Yeah. And you can say it out loud. I feel like, you know, when I've heard, I don't think people say things anymore, or I really just speak over them and louder. But yeah. But if people say discouraging things or things that are not my business, I have to say the opposite out loud. Like if someone says, you know, your tutoring company is not necessary, my response is, my tutoring company is absolutely necessary. In fact, mm-hmm, it's an answer to a problem that will exist forever unless I do what I'm doing. And God, right, raised me up to be specifically uniquely designed to attack and address this issue. Like, you have to really go in once you get clear on your vision and let people know that whatever small thinking, whatever feelings, whatever scarcity and fear that you have surrounding your life and your purpose, you need to keep it over there. And I hope that in time, I will inspire you to just get rid of it completely, because that's not what God has called us to. That's not what he says, and that's not who he says that we are. Yeah. I got real life. That was a real person.
But here's the thing, though, with, just like you said, people, and some people don't speak it. It's very important. Like, I don't know. Y'all probably like, man, these girls is real churchy. And I am. But you have to understand the power of your tongue. Like, there's a reason it says that there is life and death that lies in your tongue. Yeah. So when people speak negatively, when they speak negatively about you or around you, you have to be the one to speak against that. Yep. You can't let that stay attached to you. You can't let that affect. I can say you kind of let it affect, because we're all human. We all get our feelings hurt. We all get discouraged. We all get angry. But you have to be the one to take your power back. Especially when it's dealing with something that, for me, my business is my livelihood. Even though, yes, I wear multiple head wraps, as Cassie said, I wear multiple head wraps in multiple entrepreneurial settings. So I cannot afford not to work.
Yep.
So I have to be very conscious about who I'm allowing in my space to make sure that I am staying in alignment with what I have to do next. And if they're speaking against it, not saying that they're wrong, because that, just like I just said earlier, that's their truth. Yep. And like I said, they could be coming from a scarcity mentality. They could be coming from just pure fear themselves of being like, you know, I want to step out, but I'm scared. So I much rather just downplay what you're doing. But you know that you're on the right path. You have to talk against that.
Absolutely. You said, you know, it might affect us because we're human. We have emotions. We have feelings. There's this saying, you know, feelings are not facts. And I think that something can affect you and not infect you. Like, just because that made me sad, or, you know, that disappointed me, or whatever the case is, doesn't mean that it changes my behavior because I have a destination. So I think there's a bigger lesson, right? Because sometimes we think it's our close friends, we think it's our family, and we miss the blessing and we miss the lesson and the fact that being an entrepreneur or striving for and toward your goals and dreams, like, it's big. Mm-hmm. What do you feel like is the lesson in some of the no's and the misunderstanding that might come from the people who are closest to us?
I would say it's a few lessons I've learned. One, in business, I will say this. In business, when I receive no's, what I've learned is that it's not about me. And if you ever been to any kind of business coach or anything like that, they will tell you, think about it when, like, you offer somebody a piece of gum and they tell you no, thank you. Your feelings are not hurt. You put your gun back in your purse or your pocket, and you keep it moving. And that's the way you got to approach a lot of things in your business, that it ain't you. It could have been, guess what? They just didn't want double mint. They wanted Big Red, and you didn't have Big Red. And that's okay. You know, so it's some things that you kind of got to change your perspective on. And then some of it is really you, just like we talked about earlier with, like, friends being in different seasons of your life. Not saying to cut off your family, because I don't want y'all to be like, Antoya said, those folks, I'll let them go. That ain't what I said. But understand that everybody's not meant to go from season to season with you. So their no may have been just the moment of permission you needed to carry on with your mission without them. And being okay with that.
Yep.
And so it's multiple lessons that could be going, that could happen because of a no. It could just be that, you know, but they just not interested. You just don't have nothing they want to offer. Even though I believe, me personally, because I am biased, that Mary Kay has some of the most prestige skincare on the market. I can't convince all the billions of people on earth that that's the truth, because somebody else believes that their Dove soap is just as fine. And guess what? That's their truth, and that's fine. But what my job is, for me as a skincare educator, is to educate them on the different regimens, to educate them on the different techniques and why they may need XYZ product for them to combat whatever they have going on with their skin. That's my job. As far as what you do after I offer you the information, that's your decision. I have no influence on that. And being okay with it, to say, you know what, I did everything I was supposed to do. That's all I control.
That part. I did what I'm supposed to do. So I think the blessing is, if I look back, and you can talk about your Mary Kay business, I'll talk a little bit about my tutoring company. If I really think about who I've been connected to and how, even look, Antoya mm-hmm. saw someone was in need of a virtual tutor. I had just started my business. She tagged me. I reached out to the woman, and two years later, her daughter, she was getting services for her grandson, but her daughter was on our 2-year celebration talking about how we did it. We did. Supplemental education came through, and she has yet to find a service that offers the same level of quality and impact and results. And that's mm-hmm. because I opened my mouth about what I was doing. So mm-hmm. I think the blessing and the lesson in knowing that your support is going to extend beyond your inner circle is that you get to grow, you get to expand, you get to mm-hmm. impact. And I think of just like tossing a pebble into a lake, right? There is a ripple effect that we got to let the process do what the process does. There's going to be a lot of no's. There's also going to be some deep and powerful yeses that expand what the true purpose of our business and us being in business is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Okay, you preaching today. All right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I go in a little bit of podcast. I do a little something, mic drop, you know what I'm saying? I feel like we needed an organist in the back after that. But what about you? Think about maybe a relationship or something that has occurred in your Mary Kay business that caused you to step back and be like, wow.
I mean, you know what?
You know what I'm saying? Like, this connection, this person, this relationship was not in my inner circle.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. So for those that are outside of my Mary Kay world, I started my business in Kansas. Like I said, that's where I was born and raised. I started in Kansas. I started in February. I moved to Texas in April. So that was a very short time that I was basically hip to hip with my director. So from that moment in April, I have been what is called an adoptee in the Mary Kay world, which basically means someone here locally basically took me under their wing to make sure I was still getting training. I was still understanding what was happening in the business as trends happen, as new products come out. So I've had a lot of transition in my business with that because I've not been local to my direct Mary Kay family. Okay.
Yeah.
So in short, it's kind of like a foreign exchange student type thing. You know, you kind of like, you got a family that loves you from where you at, but your mama at the house, you know? So for me, I would definitely say that all the consultants that I've met in Texas have been those people that I'm like, I wouldn't have never met y'all had I not been in business. And, you know, my mentor, my adoptee that is here, that is now, look, shout out to LaFrida Williams. She's living her best life right now in Scotland on an all expense paid trip because of Mary Kay, living her best life. I'm over here in Jealousy City, but neither here nor there. But she's really been influential in my life and in Mary Kay. I would definitely say she's someone that I look up to, but outside of that, we are friends. And it's crazy because anybody who know I hang out with, typically I hang out with anybody that's 15 to 20 years older than me. I've always been like that. And that's just what it is. it's just my personality. And people say it's because I have an old soul and I just tend to navigate towards older crowd. So it's a lot of people that I've met that are in their 50s and 60s. And they're like, where you come from? Like, why is you hanging out? But it's really, that's where I feel comfortable at. Right. And it's a lot of them in the Mary Kay world that are very intrigued by me because it's like, it's something about her that's different and we want to know more. And then, so I get that blessing of, I don't want to say being the youngin, but being the younger one that's helped me kind of bridge some gaps. Cause as y'all know, it's some generational things that happen between a 30 something year old and a 50 year old, you know, there's mm-hmm. things that are happening in life and they may have kids that are my age. So all of that, but I will say Mary Kay has helped bridge some of those gaps and bring us together and helping understand what's going on, not only in our world, but in our Mary Kay world, you know, navigating, y'all know, look, God love our parents, Cassandra, but social media is not their thing. It's not their strong suit. So helping them navigate something as simple as like navigating their Facebook, please stop clicking on that link because that ain't a real link. That's spam. Like all of that. But I mean, it's just been a blessing because I've met a whole lot of people through my business that I would not have crossed paths with. You know, I, as Cassandra knows, I have about 6 Cassandras in my life and everybody's like, which one are you talking about now? But I have a good friend, Cassandra, who's also a director in Mary Kay, who, again, she's originally from Cali. She's also a transplant from Texas. Amazing, amazing. I say she's like my big sister. Would not have met her had it not been for Mary Kay. So it's just, it's a lot of relationships that are just, that have become deep and wide for me. And then I have relationships that I had prior to business that have deepened because it's like, for me, I will tell people Mary Kay for me has been like a crash course in self-improvement. So me navigating my bad attitude, because baby, I used to be nasty. So like navigating my faith, and I've always been a God's kid, but like being an entrepreneur would definitely have moments of testing your faith.
Yes.
To see if it's really going to be something that you truly believe God has given you. And if you're going to walk that thing out all the way through, even though it don't seem like Lord is getting, as I go deeper into this valley, it's getting darker and darker, you know, like I thought we was going for the mountaintop moments, you know? So all of that, like I have people in my circle that navigate all aspects of my life. And I think that is truly the blessing. When we think about relationships, it's not just a surface thing for me. I need you to go deep with me. Like if we're going to be cool, like I need us to go deep. Like Cassandra said, we pray together. We be on some shenanigans and then we ask for God for forgiveness. Like all of it. Like we hit all aspects of life and it's been a blessing to just see it come full circle.
Yes. I feel like we could play this game all day because as you were talking, I was like, wow. Yeah. Like if I hadn't met such and such, I wouldn't have met such and such. And so I'm just going to take y'all down a rabbit hole real quick. So I don't even know how this woman is my Facebook friend, but we are also sorority sisters. We have to remember, we're like, so that's not how we met though, but we met on Facebook and we started just liking and supporting and commenting on one another's posts. Then she introduced me when I was on bed rest in the middle of a pandemic to a woman who was doing a beauty challenge because she knows that I still love skincare, cosmetics, lashes, all the things. So then I did this woman's beauty challenge and then the woman actually launched a mentorship program. So then I joined the mentorship program where I met like 13 other women, one of which who helped me to build my app, another that I met this past year, another who we're in business together. She has a nanny business. I'm doing, so these are connections, right? But this woman then launched Kingdom Business Network, which is on Clubhouse, Instagram, does different events, conferences, and things like that. And so that person, who's also fed me spiritually, emotionally, physically, because I pulled up on a couple events and the food was really good. And then I've connected to other women who are in business through Clubhouse who've connected me to people who helped me to close out June and get some clutter taken care of, mind, body, and actual clutter in the house that kicked me and launched me into my business right now. And I decided to celebrate 2 years in my business. And the MC is someone that I met from a Clubhouse connection. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
There's no way if I was like, it's got to come from just my immediate family, like just right. My parents, just my sister. Like there's no way that the blessings would flow this way. So I just want to encourage those of you who are listening, who are like, man, they supposed to support me this certain way. I want you just to adjust your vision. I want you, instead of looking right around you, just look a little further up the road. And I'm going to put this in the description, right? If we are running and others decide that they're not running with us, the great thing is that there are going to be runners, right? We're going to be in our lane, but there are going to be runners who come alongside us. And the people who are not running eventually are going to be applauding. They're going to be watching. They're going to be applauding. You win. So there is going to be a need for us to shift our mind and what support looks like. Because what we're building, if it's business, if it's family, because it's legacy, it's much, much bigger than last thing I want to close out with us talking about is, in a lot of ways, we're going ahead of the pack. If the pack is our family, if the pack is generations before or even after us, we're just a little bit. So, Antonia, how has your entrepreneurial journey put you ahead of the pack and impacted your family, your legacy?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me say this. I will say that entrepreneurship is not necessarily something my parents talked to me about. That was not a path that I saw or sought out. I very much grew up in a household of like, you're going to go to school or get a job. And I was cool with that until I got said jobs. It was not very happy at those jobs. I'm like, this can't be the life God got for me. So it got to be something else. Right. And I will say that, again, I will say my parents have been supportive from the beginning, but what I have found has been my biggest supporters and my biggest, I guess I should say supporters, my biggest motivators are my niece and nephews. And I would say my youngest nephew was probably like 8, 9. And I was visiting them and he asked me at one point, I was still working. And I don't know if I just had a bad day or if I just had a look on my face. I'm not really sure what the baby read, but he was like, Auntie, why you don't just do Mary Kay all the time? And I was like, little boy, what you know? Like, you ate. Like, what you mean? You know, you're a kid. Like, what? But for him, in his mind, because, you know, kids, they process differently than adults because they don't have all the influence that we have as adults. You know, they're kids. In his mind, it was like, well, last time I saw you had just came from Mary Kay and you were very happy. Right. I see you today and you just came from work and you're very upset. So why don't you just do the thing that makes you happy? And that at that moment, I didn't take it as serious, but now that is those pieces of moments that I go back to and say, just like you're talking about my legacy, I don't have kids and I always tell people all the time, but my niece and nephews will continue to be my legacy. They will continue to be why I do what I do. Because in those moments, if he was 8, which now he's going to be 13, if he sees me now and is like, I said, well, I told you he's going to be happy. Like, duh. Like, for him, it's like, well, why wouldn't you do that? That makes sense to me. And I thank him for that because it's like, that was an aha moment. Like, if this baby can see that I am happy running a Mary Kay business versus going to work every day, then why wouldn't I do that? That just makes sense, you know? And I'm not saying, hey, here, let me also be clear. Do not say Antoya said, quit your job, because it's not what I'm telling you. I am not saying you quit your job. But what I will tell you to do is take inventory of what is the best path for you. Because I also know entrepreneur is not for everybody. You have to have a lot of self-discipline, time management. It's just some skills you got to have in place if you want to have success in your business. Because I don't want anybody to go out there and just completely fail and believe that because they fail, it wasn't what they're supposed to be doing. It just may be that you don't have the tools in place to be successful in what you need to do. Just like Cassandra was talking about, clearing out the clutter and making sure she's good on the physical, mental, emotional, and physical self. Like, that's important. It's a lot of things you got to put in place or even get in place for you to have success in the business. So that's what's important for me as far as my legacy. And then, of course, having my parents proud of me, you know, even now, like, my daddy will tell me, and he's told me recently, like, you know what, you're just so happy. Like, I love to see you walk in your purpose. Like, that excites me. That gives me joy as your father, for me to see that my baby girl is happy living her life. And I ain't out here, you know, doing nothing crazy, you know, but it's like, I'm enjoying life. And that's what matters to me. That's the part of legacy I want to make sure people know as I navigate through my business and figuring out, like, okay, what's going to be my next step? You know, I have my best year yet. So what's going to happen this year? What is that going to look like? Who am I going to be able to bless this year? What? And it's not just about me. Like, what organizations can I support? What? And I'm a traveler too, Cassandra. Now, Cassandra, man, she's been out traveling me here lately, but we're not going to talk about that. But like, I like to go to other countries and see, like, I like to see what is going on in other worlds like that. And I say other worlds because I know I live in a bubble. And we all do in a certain extent. So yeah. I like to see what else is going on in the world. Like, how else can I impact not just my circle, but the people around me and attached to my circle? Yeah. So, I mean, that's the blessing for me, you know, that just to be able to be in a place of true happiness and showing the alternatives to people of what life could be if you choose to take the step. And it's step out on faith.
Yeah. And when you said happy, I just like freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just something beautiful. Like purpose looks good on everybody. And so I, again, would encourage people to just take a step back. You can work for yourself or you can work for somebody. Just make sure it's the right somebody. Maybe it is a career change or an organization change or a lateral or vertical movement. Like just get in the position that you're supposed to be in because it's not easy.
Right.
Not because it's easy, mm-hmm. but because it's purposeful.
Right.
We still work hard as entrepreneurs. You're going to, if you work hard, you work hard, no matter what it is that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you can see the benefit, the result, the fruit of your work, it does something to energize and take you to the next level to continue it. Antoya, as always, you know, we literally could talk for hours. However, ooh, people are going to have to come back for the part two. They got to come back for the part two. And I was gonna like save this and not put it out. But like, as soon as we get off, you know how I do. I'm gonna go ahead and we're gonna drop it like it's hot because it is. This is really good. In fact, I know I'm gonna come back and listen. And I wanna again just say thank you for taking out time in your day because time is really the true currency. So thank you for taking time and pouring and sharing and discussing how entrepreneurship is really you going ahead of the pack, how it is a requirement that you don't look for support in just one place, but that you're open to build legacy and transform the minds of your loved ones by just doing what you're called to do. I appreciate you. I love you much. And if you have any words, go ahead.
No, just continue to support Cassandra and all that she does. I appreciate y'all taking a listen. I mean, just know that this is just clearly we're going to come back part two, but this is just a piece of the surface. Like she said, we could talk for hours. But again, Cassandra, I appreciate you. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait for you to drop it because I'm going to have to go back and re-listen as well. Take some notes for my own self.
Yes, it's good. Once you get it's crazy what can come out of your own mouth because it's coming mm-hmm. from a place of purpose and a place of experience. So tell people again how to find you and follow you. And then I'll close out like I always do, telling people what to do next.
Absolutely. You can find me on Instagram as Antoya Chanel or look up the hashtag Neighborhood Beauty Boss, BAWSE. And you can definitely connect with me on all platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. I don't really be on Twitter, but y'all can find me there. Either way, I appreciate any like and follow. If y'all got questions, feel free to connect with me and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions.
Yes, find Antoya Chanel on all the platforms in all the ways. And y'all know how we do. I'm dropping a new episode very, very soon. So after you're finished listening to this one, set your notifications. And if you don't do anything until we meet again, make sure that you grow.